Music from Jim Cole, his song, There Is a Love. 10.5 minutes after the hour on a Thursday morning here along the Broken Road. I'm Jim Park. David Allen Punt is in the newsroom. Gisele Sorley joins us from Alexandria, Virginia. Gisele, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're joined also by a special guest this morning, Chef Willie Hansen from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Chef Willie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I have to ask, I'm looking at two Norwegians here, and I don't know whether you feel the same way as Gisele does about snow, but I'm wondering why two Norwegians, one would whisk himself away to Alexandria, Virginia, not exactly the ski capital of the world, and the other, Chef Willie Hansen, would be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where there's nary a mountain.
Well, the snow is one thing that brought me here, but what really brought me here was I was working on a cruise ship as a Norwegian years ago, and I met an American, the nurse on board.
There's always a lady in the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you miss the snow, or did the cold push you out of Norway?
No, I don't miss the snow. I just come from Norway for 4 months. I've been there in Norway this summer.
Well, see, Gisele, there are sensible Norwegians.
So when it starts to get cold, I'm leaving.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Now, we've been talking for a few weeks here about Norwegian food. Now, Gisele is a financial counselor, a family wealth counselor, and so we usually work in stewardship, and he gives us some sound advice. But when it came to Norwegian food, his advice was rather scant in nature. We learned about lutefisk, which we already knew about because we're in East Dakota. I mean, the lake region, which is surrounded by Minnesota, so we have Norwegian people around, and they have kind of a collective memory, and there's St. Paul's Lutheran Church here, puts on a huge lutefisk dinner every year. People come from all over the area stream in, but I know they come for the meatballs and not the lutefisk. But
when I came to Minot, North Dakota, the first time for the Norsk Høstfest, I was looking forward to have a good meal of lutefisk up there. Mm-hmm. So they were serving lutefisk. And when I come up there, I saw they were serving lutefisk with Swedish meatballs in a white gravy or lutefisk. I almost puked, I had to say.
I think they would do combat with each other, Swedish meatballs and lutefisk together.
Yeah, they must have made a compromise, you know.
Yeah, okay. Kind of a ceasefire in the middle of the plate
Swedish
there.
Meatballs, yeah.
Well, Willie, what is your business now? I know you operate a warehouse. I presume you import and then distribute Norwegian food fare.
Yeah, we import Norwegian food, and I also have a production plant, which is USDA approved, and we produce here specialty Norwegian food, like pinnekjøtt, which is the dry lamb, fenalår is the leg of the lamb, and meat cakes and sylte. We do the rib for you for Christmas and all these goodies. Yeah.
So Norwegians then can go online. Can they buy online from you? Is that how that works?
Yeah they can buy online. Okay. We have a website, Willie's Products, and they can go online. We serve the whole United States.
All right. And how do you ship to restaurants as well?
We do. And we also have ship channels, and a big customer of us is the Norwegian Seamen's Churches around the States.
That's interesting. There's quite a demand for your product then. I mean, where
Willie saves my Christmas every year.
Uh-huh.
So it's the only place to get good dried lamb.
Mm-hmm.
So. do you have a lot of customers in Minnesota?
Yeah, we have a lot of those in Minnesota, not only there, but today we have over 6,000 customers on our
my goodness.
Portfolio.
You are a busy man. Well, we're grateful you took some time to teach us about Norwegian food today. First of all, I have kind of a general question, and I was looking at the website for the Norse Coast Fest in Minot, and it seems to cover all of Scandinavia. Now, is there something that distinguishes Norwegian food from Swedish food or Finnish food or anything else Scandinavian? Is there something uniquely Norwegian that we could talk about?
Yeah, there is in Minot at the Husfest, we have, I started in 2006, a five-star restaurant there. The name is 123.
Hmm.
And it's still going. I quit about 3 years now. It'll be 3 years now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's still going. We serve specialty Norwegian food, and we have a big menu. And I just talked to the Pam Davy up there, and he said send the whole Virginia up there because we do have space for them. But 73,000 people coming there for the Husfest.
73,000. Well, there are six Norwegians in Virginia, and I think they all live under Gisle's roof there. So you could make it Geesley. It'd be fun to see you. You're passing by. We could stop.
Yeah, they're coming from all over states and even from Norway.
Yeah. So what would you think the unique thing about Norwegian? Would it be the herring or the way we make fish or the way we do the lamb? What do you think is really the unique thing about Norwegian cuisine?
Norwegian cuisine, if you do the Christmas meals, especially, so then Norway and Norwegians have the pinnekjøtt, the dry lamb, and we have the pork rib with the bone and the skin, which we cut everything and we make it ready for the people to put it in the oven and finish it there.
Now that's a traditional Christmas dish then.
Traditional, and the Danish have this fleskesteg, what they call it. And that's the part of the pork pork loin. So that's their specialty for Christmas. And we have the Swedish, which we have the Swedish ham. And so they use the Swedish ham for Christmas. It's especially salted with a little bit of sugar and salt, and later in about 4 or 5 weeks in the salt.
4 or 5 weeks in this to
yeah. Tell us the process for doing the dried lamb ribs. How does that work?
Yeah, I can tell you, we got 100 lamb in last night, and they are over there processing it now. We are cutting the lamb in half, then we take out the leg, so we have the ribs and the forward part of the lamb. So that's what we salt. We salt it for 7 days. Then we take it up and we hang it up. We have a special drying room, which is special made for this, where it hangs for about 3 to 4 weeks. All depends of the temperature and the drying humidity.
Mm-hmm.
Usually 3 weeks is ready.
Okay, so you age the meat yourself then?
I eat it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Where does your lamb come from? And Gisle, you can answer this too. Are there flocks, sheep? Is that a big thing in Norway, or do you go elsewhere for lamb?
They have a lot of lamb in Norway. Yeah.
Okay. So if the lamb comes from you, it's Norwegian lamb. It's from Norway.
No, we are not allowed to take in any kind of meat from Norway.
Oh.
Because of the USDA, they are not approved.
Isn't this from the mad cow disease? Isn't that when they started?
The main thing is that they have never had this USDA inspectors into the plants in Norway.
Right.
Versus Denmark, they can sell their pork because they have USDA inspectors in the plant, so they approve them.
Oh, we got to fix that, Gisle.
The New Zealand lambs are pretty good as well. They're up on the mountains eating blueberries, so they got a good diet. So I'm not complaining.
We need to start a campaign here to get Norway on the approved import list for meats here.
That'd
be important. Well, Chef Willie, if another kind of a collateral question here, because the way this came up, we were talking about all the international cuisines that are now found in fast food restaurant chains. And, of course, the Mexican food's been around for a generation or two now, and there's Italian and there's Asian, there's even some Greek foods, but I have yet to see a burger joint that says Norwegian fast food. Now, what kinds of things do the common people eat there that would be a symbol of Norway that we could flock to here in Minnesota and the Dakotas?
That has to be Norwegian salmon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things
that that's a good start.
Can do too. They also sell it as a burger today, but it just come from Norway, most of it.
Okay.
And also we have good codfish.
Okay. Well, fish, I guess, would make... I mean, there's Long John Silver's and other fish, but if there was an authentic Norwegian fish, salmon in particular, sounds really good. Would you have fries with that?
No, not
fries. Okay.
Also, burger, you could, but then I will find something else to put with it, yes.
Okay, probably like rutabaga or something.
You call them fries as opposed to... I mean, I found a couple of places in the world that call them chips, but you call them fries. Huh?
Well, that's kind of British. Yeah. Well, I made up fries. I don't think what he's saying is it would have to be something other than fries because that would not be authentic. Would not be autentico, as they say in Oslo.
How about a moose burger?
Oh, nice idea.
Moose burger, would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but you know, we are not allowed to import from Norway, but that can be imported from Canada.
Okay, right. Well, that's close enough. Until we get you on the list, Willie, we need to start. Marshal our forces here. Write letters, send representatives to Washington, and maybe we could orchestrate like a Norwegian demonstration outside the Capitol. Gisle, would you lead that? You're close.
Yeah, I'm pretty close, so I can lead it.
You're in the market area. Okay. Okay, we want to approve Norwegian meat to come into the country. Cruise business has been taking a lot of hits in the news over the past couple of years, Willie. Is that still a major portion of your business there?
Yeah, it was. I started up with the wholesale with the cruise lines, and there was a lot of Norwegians working on the cruise ships. So I sold mainly the Norwegian food to the cruise ships, to the cruise lines. But everything has changed, so there is not too many Norwegian left on the cruise ships anymore. So business have been going down, and so last year, 1st of January, I quit the whole cruise business, to see it that way. There was not enough, and there was more problems than there was income.
Are the Norwegian cruise lines, though, is the ownership still Norwegian? Or has it ever been, really? Maybe just flying under the Norwegian flag, huh?
It has been Norwegian, but today, like Norwegian Cruise Line and other Norwegian Cruise Line, there is not even 1% Norwegian owned. They go with the name. It's a good name.
Well, and, yes, it is.
Royal Caribbean, there is a few stakes Norwegian in it, but not too much.
Okay. Well, Gisle goes back to Norway every summer, takes his young children there, and of course, he's got family back there. Is that the case with you, too? Do you get to visit Norway now and then?
Yeah, I go to Norway every summer. I have my summer house and my fishing boat and my car there. So I have to go to Norway. If not, I couldn't survive.
It's kind of in your blood, yeah. But you wouldn't like going January, then?
No.
Okay.
Willie is in the north. So how far north are you, Willie? In Bodø?
No, I'm also at Harstad.
Harstad. So he's way up there.
No.
Up there in the Polar Circuit.
Up in almost Finland there, probably, huh?
Well, it's not that far.
Yeah, okay.
5-hour drive.
Okay. Well, the reindeer herds, it would be wonderful up there, I would imagine, in the summer. What's it like in the summer that far north?
Well, this year was fantastic. It was the best summer we had since they started the weather forecast in Norway, and from the 1800s, and it's the best summer we ever had.
That's where the global warming is.
It was everything from the mid-50s to the 70s.
Okay. It sounds entirely livable. And I've never seen that part of it. Well, I've never been to Scandinavia at all. I'm really lacking in my world travels, my education, and this has been a delight learning about Norwegian food. Now, I can go with lamb. Fish, the salmon in particular, sounds good to me. But I know that Norway has traditional ways of preserving food, including, it is cod, isn't it, that you used to make lutefisk? How's lutefisk really made?
Yep. Yeah, well, they put it in a layer of soda, caustic soda.
Mm-hmm.
And let it sit there, and then it rinsed off for a few days with cold water, and it swells out, first you dry the fish, of course. It's like in Lofoten, they hang up the whole fish dried and they dry fish, it. Then.
Okay.
And then they soak it in the soda, mm-hmm. water, and for a few days, 4 or 5 days, and it swells out and become lutefisk.
And then they ship it here, where they cook it at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. It was about 3 years ago, I went to the church prior to the lutefisk supper, because they invited me in, and I could go in. They have like a separate building where they prepare all the lutefisk. And I walked in there, and there were probably a dozen people cutting lutefisk and boiling it. And the steam in that place, it looked like a like Frankenstein's laboratory. All these fumes and smoke and people, knives flashing and fish flying around. It was an amazing thing to see. But I still think people come for the meatballs.
I don't know. It's the combination, I think, of that with the Swedish and the Norwegian. But I like it better with the fried bacon, crispy bacon,
mm-hmm.
and the pea stew on the side.
Do you slather butter over your lutefisk?
No, we use the bacon gravy.
Okay.
The fat from the gravy,
okay,
and the crispy bacon,
mm-hmm.
and over it, and boiled potatoes, and pea stew on the side.
Why don't you just eat the bacon?
No, the combination, and also, of course, the aquavit is important.
Yes,
the aquavit. Okay.
I imagine. Well, we're talking Norwegian traditions here on this Thursday along the Broken Road. Chef Willie Hansen has a business in Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking at the website right now. And it's ScandinavianFoodStore.com. Or you can just search for Willie's Products. Willie is W-I-L-L-Y, apostrophe S, Willie's Products. And you can order Scandinavian food there. I imagine everything you ship out then is frozen?
Not everything, but whatever is frozen, we ship it all frozen. Mm-hmm. We have cold packs, and we have... So that's no problem. You can get it any place in the States.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at some foods I can't identify because the name is what's is it Bringebear?
Bringebear?
Bringebear. Okay. Yep. Is that like a jelly or a jam?
It's a jam, yeah.
Okay.
Raspberry.
Okay. Oh, that's what B-A-E-R then is berry. It means berry. Right. Okay. And I did see your video on, is it Pinacote?
Pinajot.
Okay, it has a J in it there. And that's lamb ribs. That's the traditional Christmas dinner. I could see you do that. Prices look reasonable here. I imagine freight might run some, though, from Fort Lauderdale. So you have to figure that into your calculations.
Yeah, the freight is all depends what it is. If it's frozen, you have to send it second day or third day. Or mm-hmm. If it's Pinajot, it's salted, so that can go for a few days.
Okay, and what is Spika Skinka?
Spekeskinke is the salted and smoked ham.
That's ham, okay.
It's like a prosciutto.
Alrighty. Well, this looks like a fascinating website. And you've got sausages wrapped in some kind of a pastry there. Pinskorv?
Pinskorv, yeah, that's Swedish.
Oh, that's Swedish. Okay, well.
Swedish sausage, yeah.
I'm sorry I even mentioned that then.
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Willie, what's your most favorite products? What are the best sellers?
Well, money wise, it's the Pinajot is the best seller of all the products. But we sell a lot of sausages, and we also sell fresh fish cakes and fish pudding.
That's good stuff.
We fly in from Norway once a month.
Mm.
Tell us about the fish pudding. How is that made?
It's a fish that mixed up with milk and spices, and it's like a meat loaf.
Right.
If you compare it,
mm-hmm.
but instead of meat, you use fish.
Well,
and then you fry it, you cut it up and fry it.
You cut it up and you fry it, and you can have a white sauce with shrimps is good, or with bacon.
Now I think we're talking people food up in Norway. This is common man food up there, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. There's an event that we have in this area every year called the Brokfost, and it's it's billed as a Norwegian breakfast. But except for herring, that doesn't have anything that you don't find in just about any North American or North European garden. I mean, it starts out with a slice of bread, and then you could put mayonnaise or butter on it, and then lettuce and cucumbers and onions and there's a couple of different kinds of cold cuts, and then you eat the whole thing. You know, you don't pick it up. It's not a sandwich. Or it's an open-faced sandwich, but you cut it on your plate. Is that?
Yeah, that's a European style.
So it's not.
Oh, it's not Swedish. This must be a Swedish breakfast day.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah, we use open-faced sandwiches.
Okay, but that's a common thing. Open-faced sandwich.
Very common. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, Willie, do you have Brunost?
Yes, we have.
All right, we found a source.
The Eitost, and we also had a Gudbrandsdal, which is more creamy and not so strong.
Okay, would you recommend it for school menus in this country?
Absolutely. that'd be great to get Brunost in it.
Now, Brunost is like a brown cheese, and it's sweetened. And the reason I bring it up is because we were talking with Gisle a few weeks ago about the raging controversy in Norway. Where dietitians are saying it's not good for you. So they're trying to take the Brunost away from the kids in school. And we have a similar battle here with broccoli. I'm not sure, except that we're insisting on broccoli and nothing sweet in this country. So I guess we could get under Michelle Obama's skin just a little bit if we would start a Brunost campaign here in this country as well. Yeah. I might have some fun with that.
Willie, how's the Russia-Ukraine sort of crisis affecting fish prices and so forth? Are prices going down because of the stop of importing to Russia? Or?
No, we don't feel any different here, not yet at least. I have a container sitting in Miami now that's on the way up here. We probably get it up here today.
Yeah.
But that was sent about before that crisis starts. So far, I don't have any problem with that.
Now, because of the European sanctions, Russia has basically stopped all fish import from Norway, which is a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's billion dollars a year. So we got to find other markets now. So you Minnesotans got to start ordering more salmon.
We'll eat it. Well, that's why we're doing this, because we just don't, even though there are many Norwegians up here, these are the folks that were headed west 100 years ago, but they got tired. And they decided, no, I'm not going another step. I'm staying right here. This looks like good farmland. I'm just going to put a place down roots here. And so they invented Minnesota.
Right.
And but we're several generations removed from that, and we've lost touch with our roots here. Yeah. Now, there are Germans, too. The German people are, I mean, they brew beer here, and they name cities after their old Hans in Germany. We got, like, New Ulm here. But I don't know that there's a Norwegian town name in Minnesota. We need to do some research and whip up some enthusiasm for things Norwegian here, I think. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, Willie, tell us about this big Høstfest, this big party coming up in Minot. What's that all about?
It's a Norwegian tradition. They had it for over 30 years, I know, and I can show you Can you see the menu there?
I can, yeah.
This is from 1, 2, 3 from the Høstfest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do who is the entertainers?
Okay, well, you can see that. Yeah, and they do have a website for listeners. The Norsk, NORSK Høstfest.
Yeah.
Norsk Høstfest in Minot, North Dakota.
Petter Kortius, Charlie Pride, Randy Travis, Donald.
Oh, Charlie Pride, he's from Oslo, isn't he? Yeah.
So, he's a Norwegian, yeah.
No, but they are specially invited guests, and they entertain. So we have top entertainment.
Well, good. And I hope you've got some Norwegian entertainment there, too. I'd like to see some folks come
over. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of Norwegian entertainment.
Okay. And they have kind of a unique promotional approach for that festival, because there are teams of people that go out to schools and other community groups for weeks in advance of the event, and do the Norwegian music and dances and food and get enthusiasm whipped up for things Norwegian and Scandinavian in general. Beautiful website, too, by the way, for the Norsk Høstfest in Minot. So, Will, are you going to be there in person?
I'm going to be there this year as a guest.
Okay.
My wife and I have four friends who are going up there for the week.
Okay, you know, they may get snow.
Yeah.
Well, that's happened. I was there for 5-6 years, and 1 year we had really cold and snow, and that was a challenge.
Well, starts September 30th, goes into the first week of October. It's quite a doings there in Minot, North Dakota, the Norsk Host Fest. And Willie, we're grateful to you for all the time you've spent today. Thank you very much. I know you're a busy guy. You got to get on Meet That Ship. You'll be on the docks this afternoon, right?
Right.
Yep. Okay.
Now, we got a container up today from Norwegian Food, so we're going to stock up again now, and we have a lot going on.
Yeah, David, you had a question?
Well, no, I didn't have a question. I had an addition to the conversation. You know, a couple of years ago, there were almost 900,000 people in Minnesota that claimed Norwegian ancestry.
That's a fourth of the population, about.
Yeah, well, you know, about a fifth, nearly 20%. And I'm looking through the names, Fertile, Spring Grove, Twin Valley, Rushford, Starbuck. Okay. And those are not exactly Norwegian names. Kind of like
centers of Norwegian population. Names. Yeah, could be.
Now, Spring Grove used to be called Norwegian Wood.
Well, that's...
So,
okay.
No, okay. But they changed it. And who knows? Maybe the Swedes or the Poles, you know, they moved in and just took over. And maybe
that could be, because Norwegians can be too nice, you know.
Well, you know, they just say, oofta, yeah, we're going to let you go with that.
Uh-oh, that might be Swedish. We ought to watch that. I don't know.
Well, is it maybe a little Swedish, yeah.
Yeah.
Chef Willie, thanks so much for spending time with us and educating us a little bit. We learned something today, and we look forward to it. Have a safe trip and a pleasant trip to Minot. And maybe we can follow up with you sometime in the near future and see how it all went, okay?
Thank you so much.
Willie, thank you.
Thank you, Willie.
Gisle,
thanks
for introducing us, Gisle. We'll check with you next week, okay? Music from Phil Keaggy on a Broken Road Radio Thursday morning.